Affording college in Oregon is difficult for most, but low-income students face challenges on numerous levels. Some students are so determined to graduate that they're willing to be homeless just to pay for college expenses. As KLCC's Elizabeth Gabriel reports, there's legislation pending in Oregon and on the federal level that may help.
Amethyst was kicked out of her house at 15, and she's been on her own ever since. We're not using her full name to protect her privacy. She did manage to graduate high school in 2019 and enrolled in Lane Community College in Eugene. But throughout high school and during part of her time in college, she experienced housing and food insecurity. When we met on a windy day, she said working and trying to tend to her mental health was already a challenge, let alone attending school.
One, when you're having to pay for college by yourself, you're going to lose a lot of money. And then you have to pay for your housing, and then you have to pay for your food, and you're not able to make a livable wage because, you know, you're still trying to pursue your education. Like, it seems impossible.
Even when housing becomes available, low-income students can face a lot of barriers to be approved as renters. Many landlords require security deposits and application fees up front and hefty income guarantees. And students may not have someone who can co-sign a lease for them. Amethyst says it can be difficult to figure out how to meet your basic needs while navigating higher education. And talking to your professors isn't always an option.
It's a lot harder to talk to them about the insecurities and needing resources when you're in college than when you are in high school. Obviously, when you have a professor who has 250 students a day, they're not going to remember who you are.
That's where someone like Miguel Arellano Sanchez can come in. He's the basic needs navigator at Oregon State University in Corvallis.
My office is kind of like a one-stop shop, right?
His office is only one of a few like it in the state right now. During his first 2 years, he's provided students at OSU with almost $900,000 in resources.
Once they come to my office, okay, you're food insecure. Here's a pantry, right? You're homeless, right? Here's emergency housing. Oh, you don't have textbooks. Let me get your textbooks. Oh, you don't have a laptop. Let me get your laptop, right?
A bill making its way through the state legislature is partially based on Sanchez's work. If passed, it would put a basic needs navigator at all of Oregon's public universities and community colleges. One of the students Sanchez was able to help was Myrtle. The 45-year-old is a fourth-year student at OSU, and she's had a hard time finding stable housing.
It's difficult as an older student because most students sharing homes are in their 20s, maybe their 30s. They have different values. They see my age. They definitely were like, okay, thanks.
Myrtle couldn't find a roommate and she didn't have savings. She was making plans to live in her car. But when she contacted Sanchez to see where other houseless students park their cars, the basic needs navigator immediately connected her to the university's 11-year-old emergency housing program.
And I was just floored. Completely floored. I didn't even think that I would have this kind of safety net, that it was ever available and that I would ever need it, right? It was just like, we know you're a student, you're working hard, you need this help, so here it is. And with that boost, I was able to move on to where I am now.
Now Myrtle's living on campus at OSU's greenhouse. The horticulture major helps tend plants partly in return for shelter, but her housing solution is only temporary. And long-term solutions are tricky. For one, current federal policy says students are not eligible to live in affordable housing that is funded with low-income housing tax credits. A bill introduced in Congress in 2019 would change that, but only offers a partial solution. That's according to Ryan Sturley at College Housing Northwest, one of a few nonprofit student housing providers in the country.
There's not enough affordable housing in America. College students are still going to run into the same issues that anyone trying to get affordable housing in America has, which is there isn't enough. We don't fund it enough as a country.
Which is why in July of last year, the nonprofit created the Affordable Rent for College Students, or ARCS, program. The initiative, which currently serves 20 students in Portland, Albany, and Gresham, provides 50% monthly rental assistance to students in need. They hope to expand the pilot program statewide.
There's still a huge misconception in this country that college students are able to, you know, live with other students and live frugally and eat ramen noodles, when in reality, a lot of college students are older and maybe have children and can't afford housing.
Students like Myrtle, who sometimes have to choose between food and home.
Well, that's food insecurity when you can't afford the food and you're eating ramen because you're spending money on housing first, really.
Housing insecurity leads to food insecurity, and that's what we'll get into in our next story, how communities are trying to help the more than 40% of Oregon students who don't have regular access to healthy and culturally relevant food. Elizabeth Gabriel, KLCC News.
This has been the third of four stories looking at efforts to help students who are low income or experiencing homelessness access and graduate college. You can find the rest of the series at our website, klcc.org.